to Tank FM, and here's why.
This is why we can't have nice things. Nice things.
Those that maybe could be exes someday. Ex-cons. And it's amazing what people will try to steal. As, let's go to Amarillo.
Aww.
30-year-old man will spend a year in state prison for stealing a large amount of beef jerky. Lucas Lee Mack, 30 years old, pled guilty to three separate charges of theft of property less than $2,500 with previous convictions. He's indicted on three separate times of stealing a fair amount of beef jerky. The first 54 individual 16-ounce bags, then 82 individual 8-ounce bags.
Wow.
Then, finally, what got him popped in the end was 260 individual 3.5-ounce bags, all of beef jerky.
Oh.
Yep. He got sentenced to 12 months in a state incarcerated facility for that. It's not immediately clear what he had intentions to do with all the beef jerky, but one thing is for certain, that he had it.
We have the meat. Dum, 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 dum,
dum. What is the first rule of Fight Club?
Shh.
Don't talk about Fight Club.
Don't talk about it.
Well, if you're a grown adult anyway, more reasons to be terrified of the public school system goes to Mrs. Diamond Coleman, who's been arrested for encouraging her students to brawl in class.
I counted four red flags already. Yep.
Of course, everything on video now, so kids are going to be kids. All this began circulating. She was arrested and is denying the charges.
Can we see the video?
No, I'm kidding. That's enough out of here, sir.
Only encouraged. Let's go to lovely Oakland, California.
Wow.
Oh, I hear it's lovely this never time of year.
No way.
And a city resident there, 20-year-old Oakland man, has been charged with four counts of second-degree robbery in connection with stolen donuts.
No beef jerky.
No, okay. No. He wanted donuts here. In fact, these incidents, he's a suspect in six different incidents of different donut shops around the Oakland, San Francisco area.
What?
I don't understand, people. He was identified. They went to links for this. He was identified from cell phone records, surveillance footage, victim statements, and police came to arrest him last month, he was wearing shoes that looked similar to one of the robbers' outfits in the videos right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he would come in armed with a knife and demand donuts. So, he pled not guilty, but he's in on donut theft.
Sugars and carbs.
If there's one thing that the police will hunt down, it's protecting those donuts. I say that with respect.
This next story has a lot of layers. You see, a family in Tennessee, they were out of chicken tenders and TP and all the things. So they made a grocery delivery order, but got quite a shock when a policeman showed up with all their goodies. Since their things were being delivered in a stolen vehicle, which he found.
Ah.
So he finished the job.
Oh, man.
The woman was caught at Walmart. But to her credit, talk about hustle.
I do think there is now undue pressure on officers then to have to complete a DoorDash type delivery if for some reason they do stop the folks that are doing that.
I know. I feel like
it's unfortunate.
Yeah.
And you know what? Shame. Not
shame
on the officers.
Yeah,
bless you guys.
Yeah,
have to do that. You don't have
get
to
get your
do that.
Own car.
Let's go to Denver in another weird larceny event of stealing strange things. A Denver professional bowler. Stop me if you've heard that sentence. Steve Gallegos recently had 17 bowling balls stolen from his porch.
Oh.
The thief managed to haul off the bowling balls undetected. 17 of them. Which means they weighed a total of about 300 pounds and are worth, well, since he's a professional, near about $5,000. Steve says he uses each ball for a different reason during tournament play, and they're very important to him. Then why are you keeping them on your porch?
Seriously.
Everybody gets one there.
This is no snake in the Buckner bedroom, but it's dang close. A man found a 7-foot boa constrictor while he was trying to back out of his driveway one morning. I do have to respect the approach. It's very Texan. You got a shovel, put it into a trash can so he could just get on his way. This is the craziest part. He actually works for Louis Vuitton. He could have just made it into a satchel.
Oh, there you go.
By the way, weighed 30 pounds. We have one guess as to where this happened.
Florida?
Yeah, there you go. It's always Florida.
And then finally, when it comes to stealing strange objects in strange ways, to Idaho we go when a Boise woman was arrested after attempting to steal a large chainsaw from a hardware store by stuffing it down her pants. She was caught on camera trying to stuff it down her pants, the back of her pants, and Tracy Lambert was arrested and later tied to over $1,000 worth of other stolen merchandise. At least they say it was a woman, depending on the... I mean, you stick one down there and it could end up... Don't touch mine. That's my chainsaw.